Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Short. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Short. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Romano and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia takes first base on ball four. Skowron moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowens strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Short is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Joe Horland pinch runs for Pete Ward. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Buford reaches second base with a double. Horland moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horland scores. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowens moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowens scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Lee Elia. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second, with Aparicio covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. There goes Buford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Stu Miller now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.